Okay, we're holding on Mikabel. Hold on, Maseva upon me office. I think of Shammai's. As we started before, you said Shammai's Midah is the other Midah, where they don't let bad come in, or they give a tzura to things in a more matva seharbe. And now we're holding by Mikabel's conversation upon the office. The Gamba says Shammai Nimshach Midosai. Kilimidas Hill is Midosai Shaloya Echot Emel Midosai. So he's saying something very interesting here, that within the world of Hillel, there's not supposed to be expeda in both directions. Everything is misnal with midas achesed. And the Nailat is a problem that there's no expectation. Just like I give more than I need to, and I'm not oimid al midosai, they can't be tying it to me if once in a while I wasn't mekabel sefer upon the office. Sha'af shavadi mitzara mekabel toy moishe hakpeh dovazeh. Mekomoke mitzara poil roi she makpeh tachas hakpoda at mekabel gozma sefer upon the office. So he's saying the following record. There's in the Chazanish, the Chazanish says that a person needs sometimes to have double standards on his ben adam l'chaveri. I mean, just like by money, for instance, when you change foreign currency, what you have to pay to get the foreign currency and what they pay you for giving it, there's a spread between the two, and that's where you make the money. He says there has to be also a double standard in Beram Chaveri. For myself, I need to be marked a little bit less on things, and for other people, I need to be a little more giving than I have to. Why? So he's saying basically the same thing. In the world of Hillel, everything is voluntary and lifnimishos adin and great if you do it, but no kpeda if you don't do it. Here, it's in Shammai, there's a kpeda on doing something, on if you don't do something for someone else.
Can I ask a question?
What?
Can I ask a question?
Sure.
Last time he said that the union of Mekabel Tzodim Mesevi Pon Riyafis is central to Shammai because it's the giving the person his, being mischashi with his mitzvahs.
Yes.
He's much more just the kpeda of it being all the time is the nekud of Shammai. Even Hillel's moida be a say that varim, it's just Hillel
right.
Can be.
Well, there's more that also here. It's hard to understand what the Nakuda, why dafke Mekabel Havero Mesevi Pon Riyafis. It's just he could have picked any Indian, really.
If it's just the Indian of Kvias, it could be anything.
Right, right. So it could be this is something that's always available and it's always possible. I don't know. In other words, it's not clear for me of all the Inyanim. I assume money, the Pshat, there's a limit. Not always do I have the money to give and not always can I help the person. But this is something which I owe the person always and so on. It's very possible. But Lachura, this is I think we spoke about last time. It's a klali sticker inyan that midas achesed you can never be sure on it, and this midah cuts it that it has to be this way and so on.
Mm-hmm.
But why he picked of all of them, I don't know. As opposed to anything else, you're right. It's something that you owe the person, but he's not magish at all. The morale is not pointing out why this midah more than any other midah.
Mm-hmm.
But the poil will always be makpid. But Mekomok on the person itself should be makpid. So again, why didn't he pick the whole range of chasodim that Hillel came up with, and why not say boyfriend call you on chesed? The person should always be makbid on doing good things. I don't know. I'm not clear. And there's no mention really in the morale any nekuda for that.
Is there not?
Sorry,
I think maybe we mentioned once in the shir that the yisod of all chesed starts with a covered for the other person.
Right.
So maybe that's an Akudah thing. This is
basic. It's as if it could be, but there's no knach here at all that he's not hinting at anything. In other words, mm-hmm. it's not bothering him in any way.
Mm-hmm.
I would expect some sort of remez why Kavos, he's speaking about this nekuda of Shammai versus Hillel and Shammai's inyan of doing things lefnimishuras Shammai's of doing things mikra hadin and Hillel's doing it also lefnimishuras hadin. But why specifically in this area? I don't see any remez here. I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the finish of the fifth shlav of the Musa. So now he's going to address just the general sense of this Musa. So Hillel is giving a klolistic of Musa, how a person should, this is the outermost reach of his anhagos. Shef oyev sholem v'oyev sholem bin abriyas v'mekavim l'teira. She stabel shalo yosa kesha sholem shalo abriyas shem b'yachat kifima shebram Hashem Yisbarach. So in other words, it's the sweep of the Bria b'kololius, like we spoke. The Bria should be mekusha with each other. The entire picture should have a tzura of Shalom and Taiv. And b'meila, this is what it's at. V'chein shama yishama v'abim kabos kol adam sev pani ofis, shekol zan hagos leipirud mimne adam rak chibur. V'hine musa zesh leipirud mimne adam. So l'may say it's a kololistic Musa on all people, there shouldn't be a period. Val Yikshel Chosay asked me, he mentioned before Yeshua ben Prachia, Gamkinam Amadav Avdonkal and Kapschus, Endoim Lazer. Kishom Leiske Rakshla Yodnes Kafchoyv Shebriyas Roy Beinav, Mashama Selacha Rav Elchachava, Lotoma Keino Roy Lacha. Vain the Chibub Nodem Yachat Shele Period Benem. Note, over there, it's that you can't single out somebody and, it's to look at him b'midah ra, but the klolistic inyan that you should sweep up the whole bria together in one shot, that's shaykh specific to this midah. The gamda v'zeh inika musa rak shunis kakav acher kmo shizbaya. V'izbaya lecha, ki chamisha zugas, gam divya antigna shuska rishon, shizchu bodem ad mechtian hoga, umoysa bay lech tomid, ki zuga rishon tikan hoga b'nei beisoy, shemakroim lo odom, רק שאין מול מעצמי וחקר תיק הזוג השני, רבי וחבר ושכנוב, שם יסר חויקים, ומקום כקוי מילוב, אחר כך תיק הזוג הגימל הנהוגים, אוי סם שהוא שייף את המנגלם, שדוב הזה אוי דייסר רוחק, ואחר כך הזוג הרבי, מדב הנהוגס בעל עשור, שאוי דייסר רוחק, משהו בעל עשור עליהם, נבדו מהם. ומקום מקום יש כאן חיבור, משהו בעל עשור שלהם, ואחר כך הזוג החמישי תיקנו כל אדם, שאי נפרד הקשר של שלום, שאין לו תיקן כסד העולם. וכולם תיקנו את האדם בעבר, ביור דוב זה מבוא. I wanted to talk a little bit about this Nekuda also. It doesn't seem to say anything, it just seems to be saying that the first one is closer home, second one, third one, fourth one, and so on. Demis is there's a side here that is extremely sensual and in a certain sense opposite of what the world thinks and so on. One of the world's Hargoshis is a universalism versus parochialism. That if a person thinks only about his group, his country, his group, his family, whatever it is, there's something very, very limiting in some of it, and a big bal nefesh, and a big bal neshama, and a big bal lev thinks of the world as a whole. There's a big world outside, and you have to think of everybody, v'chulu, v'chulu, v'chulu. One of the tainis of the Oikre Torah is very, very parochial. It only deals with Yidden, and only from a Yidden, and only this, and that. It's a tainin l'chura. Shetach, it sounds extremely appealing. Somebody whose platform of chesed reaches out to the entire world, thinks about everybody, merachem al kol ma'aseiv, and so on and so forth, definitely sounds a lot chesheva than someone that's only osuk with his own little family and so on. So demis is, you see, l'mashal l'kayin gadol, when he was mechapa for himself and his family, the kohanim, himself, the family, kohanim, and the kohan and Kal Yisrael, in that order. There is no chibur directly on the klal kuloi. In other words, when you count the Kal Yisrael, you have mishpachosam, you have shevet, and you have the Kal Yisrael. You cannot have the chibur of everyone together b'teiras shavim. That's not a chibur. Because it's not built to be mischaber that way. The world is not built to be mischaber in an oifin where all the pieces come together, period. There's ane irch koitman, there's ibsar chaltis alim. The world is built to come together a structure of karev, a little more rochok, a little more rochok, and still more rochok. A person, both directions are wrong. A person that's kolal everything in one kula b'chada machta. If somebody says that he has a choice between helping his father or helping a stranger, they're both in the same difficult matzav. And he goes and he helps the stranger. It's not the pshat because he loves everyone equally. He loves his father a lot less than he should. There is a seder, and the seder of a person is there's psar chal tisalim, and there's ishtaki gufoi, and then there's mishpachtoi, and then there is shevet, and there's klal yisrael, and there's kololim kuloi. There's no tikkun going from the person to the entire mitzias in one shot. Meirich gisa. A person that sees things only in the narrow context of his own mitzvahs is like a small person. A person that once he's mesuda, everyone else doesn't really make a difference, or he only thinks of how things will affect him and his family maybe, but how it affects the tzibur by klali, he doesn't think about it. That's chisoyon in the person. So there's a balance, and the truth is that Kadosh Baruch Hu has two hanhagas as well. There's an Hagis HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Makif the Priya. That's called the Koilom Yachad. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Koil everything B'Skira Achas. And then there is Rochok and Karov. There is, Moshe and then and Aaron and the Bnei Aaron and then Klal Yisrael and the Skenim and Klal Yisrael. There is a Seder, a clear Seder. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu has one anhaga that's called anhaga that is koil yachad, and mashvel toiv roima is mashvel them, and it's one. And then there's anhaga where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is ishkifi malov fi ma'isav nizrochov and karov, and by matan by Har Sinai there was gvulas of how far every single person could go. In the each one of the two has a certain mila over the other. The Kololistic Anhog is able to be makif everything together. There's Koil Yachad and Tzrishoyim and Tzadikim. Meirach Gisa, there's a Richut because if HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not show the extra Chiba of the Kirva of the Tzadik, then there's a Richut there automatically. So both Hanhogis are very important. I want to, I guess, maybe apply it in a... It sounds like a very, very... we're talking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Hagis of the Makif and HaKadosh Baruch of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Zichtzut to the Bria and HaKadosh Baruch Hu being above and being Makif the Bria. But there's a very, very... there's a very specific way this applies itself to us. In the Tzura that the Olam HaYeshivas approach different in Yanim. There's a taina that the more modern places are mechanech kids at 16 or 17 to think Yisrael, they send out kids, the little time they have to learn, they send out kids to reach out to people in other places, to do different people. You know, there's a big sense of thinking about the klal. With the taina that the yeshiva world is thinking only about themselves and the pratim and so on and so forth. And the answer is yes. There's no, you can't start with the klal. Starting with the klal is meaningless. It never stays because it's not a meaningful mitzvah. The person has no tefisa in everybody. Everybody's not a tefisa. A person starts by being mischaber with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, his Rebbe, his Chavrusas, his Vad, his Yeshiva, and so on and so forth. Those are all that's the right way to build it. If a person stops, and at a certain point, the only thing that counts is his little chuk, and he doesn't think twice about how it'll affect somebody else, and if there's a bigger world outside, then the person stops going at a certain place. There's a seder in how to grow, and the seder has to... You can't jump steps, and you can't stop in the middle. Either one of the two will not get you there. I once heard from Adam Godlag Moid, he used a melitza. It says that a malach has six knafayim. It says he has two not to see, two that he should not be seen, two that he should not see, and two to be oivir HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to fly. So he said there are three stages in a child's development. There's one stage where the child is oblivious to anything, to a bigger world, to ruchnius, to anything. Then there's a stage where he begins to see and understand, but he's not yet, he doesn't see the world around him. He's not noticed, I'm sorry. He's not a part of the mitzvahs. He doesn't take part of the bigger mitzvahs in the world. And then there's a chelik of avodah where the person is has a mitzvahs, he's busy all over. The tkufa of focusing inwards is the tkufa of doing the seder kesidron, and a person's the kohen starts with his own tikkun, and then he goes on to beisoy, and then he goes on to achav kahanim, and then to klal yisrael, because that's the only real way to do a tikkun, and then he's tefes everything. Slowly he encompasses everything. Lahavlo of Avdolos, successful parties like the communist parties will also work like that. And you build a core of very strong people, you build a bigger core of dedicated people, and then you try to get everyone within the framework. But there are different levels of it, and you start slowly from inside out. So in the takana of the world, the Chazal said you cannot be metakin the outside world till you're not metakin the inside world. You find people on the shtayim time and again. You read beautiful things by big writers on the yanim of chesed, of his nagus, very, very nice things, extremely well written, beautiful. And then you read that the person in his own environment is impossible to get along with and very difficult and just and you ask yourself, you know, is he a hypocrite? Is he just writing nice things? The answer is no. The answer, well, in a certain sense, yes, but in it's not the pshat of the person's conscience doing. He never worked on himself. His emotions, he had emotions of toif. Those emotions developed, focused on the world around. He never said to himself, forget about the injustice going on in China. Tachlis, what does my wife's life look like? What does my neighbor's life look like? The person never went to that step because that doesn't exist in the world. So b'meila, when the person has a kolistic look at things, but it doesn't start with the beginning, so b'meila it's worthless, it's nothing. So these five zugis all went in a certain seder. V'tire, ki hazugis chamisha, atzoif b'yesheni. It's stretched through b'yesheni. In other words, just like it said at the beginning, you have Moshe, Yeshua, Skaidim, Tvi, Mashiach, and Sekhdollah, then you have five more. Matigas is Sokhle Iraqi, they'll have me Hamishim Kamishonim, Hamish Kamachrainim. Kiba Mesh, I think it's a Zug, Shecho, Reynos, Vashen of Besen, Reydemel, Rishainim. Kiba Moshe, Yeshua, Skaidim, Tvi, Mashiach, and Sekhdollah, and Zug, Kishim, Echadam, Skaidim, Tvi, Mashiach, and Sekhdollah. Aber Mashiach, I think it's Yochel, Bovad, Dim is the Ela Zugis. Kiba Moshe, Yeshua, after Yechid, and Mashavik, my Rabbi. So the morale here explains another Nakuda about the Hispashas of Torah. The Hispashas of Torah changed from a Pchin of Yechidim, like Moshe, Yeshua, Nevi'im, which is one group, Nevi'im is labeled Nevi'im, and Zugis is a whole different Mahalach of Torah, which was the Iker of Vayesheni. The Nakuda of Zugis is why is this explained, why is it being miyachadis? Because Torah Shabbat Alpeh, the Yichud of Torah Shabbat Ksav is that it is as is. In other words, Torah Shabbat Ksav is one Torah, and you have to be oimed on the right gear. So, and this is it. V'zeis ha-Torah Shasham Moshe. This is the Torah exactly. Torah Shabbat's its tightness is that it's very specific, very exact, and there's only one Torah. Torah Shabbat Peh, or especially the Torah Shabbat Peh by Sheni, gets its mitzias from the fact that there are two sides. Since there are two sides to every issue, the Maso Matan creates the emes in the middle. Once, as long as there was a Dvar Hashem, the Maila lay in the Zerdav HaShativ Hashem, Koyama Hashem, the Maila lay specifically in getting things in a very exact way and not any other way. When Torah switched to Torah Shabbat Peh, which is Zugis, or the beginning of it, the reason why Zugis are the beginning of Torah Shabbat Peh, that characterizes Torah Shabbat Peh, is because the emes of Torah Shabbat Peh lies in the machlekes, the zeh mekach, the zeh mekach. Let's give a mashal on something else in the world. First, as in calculus, when you're dealing with place, so things have a special makom. And everything can be pinpointed exactly where it's located. When you're talking about things that are traveling, there's no such thing as instantaneous speed. So the way it's described is between this nekuda and this nekuda, the average speed is this. Then you mitzamtzem a little more. You mitzamtzem, and basically your statement is, as I keep moving the two ends from the beginning of the hour to the end of the hour, from the 10th minute to the 50th minute. As I keep being mitzamtzemit, I get closer to them, but I'm always describing it as between two things. You know, in the machlokes of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, even if we pass in the halacha l'maisa like Beis Hillel, but the havana lies in the machlokes between the two. Understanding the two tzadim understands the emes in between the two tzadim. That's the malach of it. So you had the first five, which were basically Bais Rishnika type of Mahalchim. Imashik Nasekdola, which is Bais Sheni, but the Choloifin, we have it as a block. We don't have Madiomrim. We have Imashik Nasekdola. And then we have the Zugis on the other side. And then you have Antignus, who is a Yochid. So he says in that sense, he's Doimel HaZugis. Kimoishav Yeshuav Sheyachid and Oshav Koram, Kimoish Melech HaYakub, Nefrak Maiklau, Chen Yeshua, Lekach Antignus, Hayimavdu, Bimekav Meshani, Ben Achroinim. Kein Roa Shezugis, Mekav Neashek Nesakdola, Sheinam Zug, Kezugis Hem Shnaim Yechidim, Einem Shav Neashek Nesakdola. Al Antignus Hayo Ledimil Rishoinim, Bemashlo Yekan Kabbalu Mechulekes, Ubamer Adem Lachroinim, Sheyachidim Kosh Yisbar Lamaila, Ubazekol Amikam Mekashorim Yachad Nisbazer Lamaila Yisham. So he says here, this is a famous klal that Tzadik says it a lot of times, the Chassidus firm, that whenever you have a transition, you need to have a midpoint. For instance, in Torah Shabbat Ksav, Torah Shabbat Peh, you have Megillas Esther, which wasn't given as Torah Shebikta but became Torah Shebikta. A Dvarim is a mamutza between Torah and Nevi'im. It's part of Torah, but it really has in itself Moshe, Mipiatzmi, and so on. So he says the Aktivish Shoichai, on the one hand, he's a Yachid. In other words, there's nobody else against him, but it's already presented as a Das Yachid. Moshe Ma'adav Adayma in the Shulchan Aruch, the Klal is, and the Shulchan Aruch says, Yesh Aymrim. It doesn't signify a machloikis normally, but rather a shita. In other words, a halacha, that's a halacha stuma. This is the pashas of the Gemara, this is the pashas of the sugya, this is the bottom line, the way it's meikra din, so then the Shulchan brings that as a din. When a person, that's the Shulchan. When a Shulchan brings a shita, that's a shita, but he doesn't feel that it can be kaver as a masma, that this is medina, the Gemara, and so on, that he brings as Yesh Aymrim. Atikish HaSeichai, he didn't have a position, so in that way he's like the first one, but he's no longer seen as the Dur. It was the Zkenim said, the Nevi'im said. It's a person. It's a shita of one, it's one daya. It happens to be the only daya, but it's one daya. So that serves as the memutza between the previous to this one. So the Maral is explaining in the Seder of the Dairis here, you have a very clear split between the earlier Tkufis, where everything was klalistic, this is the way it is, and so on, to the later Dairis, where you started having where it was deus, and the emes lies between two conflicting deus. Not even, one is mitzad, midas hachesed, one is mitzad, midas hadin, and I think it's just in the middle, because he's a yachid, but he has no opposition. Okay, any questions?
Just on the nanhoga of the kolel of yachad.
Yeah.
I suppose that's nanhoga which is purely mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's not something that we can... Is there any way that we...
Correct. It's that nanhoga where HaKadosh Baruch Hu can be kolel yachad and a Russian tzaddik like one, it's only shabbat HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That nanhoga is above understanding, but in the end of it, you know, our tefillah of Rosh Hashanah is that kololam kuloi, emloicha kololam kuloi, that the two anhagas will come together, that the yechidim will become a tukin, so that the etzim we have anhagas haklal.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Sure.
I just want to ask you if you could, is it possible to send copies, or you'll bring it of the.
Yeah, I can bring it, or if you want it earlier, I can send
whatever,
it.
Somebody just asked me for a continuation. Whatever is convenient for you, I don't know, it doesn't make a difference.
Okay, I'll try and put it. They need a little bit of organizing. I have them. I'll try and put them together.
Okay. Good Shabbos.
Good Shabbos.